Kathy, are you good to do your piece from your office, or do you want to?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Are you good?
We can come in.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. First, before the meeting starts, I want to congratulate everybody at HCC for the excellent results, 2024. I had ordered champagne and caviar for post-reception, but I got word the president has intercepted those shipments of Greenland and put a 65% tariff on it. So, regrettably, we won't have the champagne and caviar. So, I note the presence of a quorum, and we'll call the meeting to order. And the first item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
I move for approval.
Okay.
I second.
So, move. No opposition. And the agenda items, Kathy.
Thank you, Harry. In a few moments, our controller, Chuck Yu, will be presenting the fiscal year 2024 annual financial statements. And I am happy to report that we've had another successful year, and the corporation's balance sheet does remain strong, and hopefully one day we can have that champagne and caviar. I want to thank Chuck for his leadership with the accounting team and all of the team's hard work to ensure another smooth audit this year. And then after Chuck's presentation, EY will present their report on the audit. And thereafter, we will ask for your approval of the corporation's fiscal year 2024 financial statements. And then next, Ellen will present the annual investment report for your approval. And from there, we'll move on to our usual reports. Ellen will present the debt and investment reports, followed by Mary, who will present the credit and internal audit reports. And then finally, Mary will also be asking for your approval of the annual HTC Audit Committee report for 2024. And that concludes our agenda. Harry, back to you.
Thank you. The presentation of the corporation's financial report for fiscal year 2024.
Thank you, Harry. During this fiscal year, the corporation had another successful year. HDC's financial performance hit another high with $28.8 billion in total assets under management. In an environment of continuing elevated interest rates and moderate inflation, the corporation continued to issue bonds unimpeded, demonstrating its resilience. This allowed the corporation to continue its commitment in creating and preserving affordable housing in the city and ongoing support for the city's housing initiative. The corporation successfully issued a total of $1.8 billion in bonds during fiscal year 2024. Navigating financial market volatility and increased borrowing costs. The proceeds from these bonds were utilized to provide financing for both new construction and rehabilitation loans, resulting in $1.6 billion in new commitment, further strengthening the corporation's role in addressing the demands for affordable housing. Additionally, the corporation committed $205.7 million in subsidy loans financed with a combination of corporate reserves and bond proceeds. HTC also continued its commitment to the NYCHA PAC program by financing 4 additional projects this fiscal year, bringing the total bonds issued under the PAC bond resolution to $1.4 billion since its inception in February 2020. Total revenues of the corporation increased to $1.3 billion, an increase of $399.6 million from fiscal year 2023. Net operating income was $363.6 million, generated from interest on loans and mortgage-related fees, less bonding costs, and other expenses. Operating expenses increased by $76.1 million, or 16.5%. Non-operating income increased to $366.5 million, an increase of $254 million from fiscal year 2023. The increase was mainly due to a combination of realized investment earnings, recapture of unrealized loss on investment, and the receipt of the first installment of funds from the New Berry Park City Agreement. Realized investment earnings were $161 million compared to $109.2 million in fiscal year 2023. Total assets and deferred outflows increased to $28.8 billion, an increase of $4.3 billion, or 17.6% from fiscal year end 2023. The increase was primarily a result of the corporation's continued strong mortgage lending and bond financing activities throughout the year. The mortgage loan portfolio, which comprises 76.7% of total assets, was $22.1 billion, an increase of $3 billion, of 15.5% from the previous year. The portfolio continues to perform well as repayments remain relatively strong, with the delinquency rate averaging above 3% of monthly billing. The liabilities were $23.7 billion, an increase of $3.7 billion, or 18.2% from fiscal year end 2023. Bonds and debt obligation outstanding was $14.6 billion, a net increase of $1.3 billion from fiscal year end 2023. The year saw continued bond issuance despite the elevated interest rate. 19 new bond series were sold, totaling $1.8 billion. The corporation had a total of $385.1 million in bond principal payments for the year, of which $188.8 million were bond redemption and $196.3 million will schedule debt service principal payment. Additionally, there were $57 million in debt obligation redemption and repayments and $6.5 million in FFB repayments. Total net position of the corporation was $4.8 billion, representing an increase of $740 million, 18% from prior year. The increase was generated from normal operating activities and an increase in investment income, which was less affected this year by the fair market value adjustment that we saw in the prior year. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our Director of Accounting, Musa Senor, and the entire accounting team for their dedicated effort during the audit. This concludes my report, remarks. Are there any questions?
Just one question. Did you say that the operating expenses increased by 16%?
Operating expenses?
Yes. Is that new hires?
It's pretty in line with previous year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like 16, 17, 18%.
Okay.
Last year was actually percentage-wise, last year was actually a little bit higher. This year is a little bit lower, percentage-wise.
Okay.
I mean, dollar amount, goes up. It constantly goes up, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are we still proffering increasing the bonding capacity to $20
billion? The bond capacity is at $19 billion, but we are looking at an increase in legislative to $20
billion. Yeah.
Okay. It's in process.
Okay. Discussion of Ernst, or is E&Y, as we call it, the audit reports.
Excellent. Thank you, Harry. I'll take it. Great to see everybody today. With me here today is Rob. Rob and myself are going to go through our audit results materials. There was a document included in the materials called the 2024 audit results. And so we'll take a few minutes to walk everyone through there. Happy to be here to walk through those audit results. As a reminder, we were at, I think, your September meeting to present our audit plan. So I'm now here to really bring everything to conclusion, report our findings and such. So maybe I'll just quickly point out as a reminder around the audit services are listed on the first page of that audit results document. As I said, consistent procedures that we've now executed as what we planned for, and also consistent deliverables that we will be issuing tomorrow is our plan. So we are really in the wrap up phase of the audit right now and expecting to finalize everything tomorrow. Maybe then I'll take us to page 2, which is just an executive summary and touch on a couple of things that I just wanted to highlight. I think on the left hand side, there are a few bullet points just around give a good picture of our audit results. Really, really our conclusions are that items are appropriately recorded in the financial statements, the schedule of investments, single audit or uniform guidance grant audit. So all of those deliverables that that we have now been executing procedures on, I would say all of these conclusions really relate to all of those items. So really overall accounting has been appropriate, appropriately consistent with prior years. Accounting estimates have been reasonable. I will say that there are no what we call corrected or uncorrected misstatements to the financial statements. So it really means that the financial statements that Kathy and Chuck and their team have put together as they were presented to us are now what you're seeing. So really our audit did not result in differences or items that had to be booked in those financial statements and other deliverables. Maybe I'll just touch a quick summary on the right hand side, or just a couple items, as I said, in sort of the final stages of wrap up. So just a few items that we are continuing to complete and execute around our levels of review on each of the deliverables, some of our what we call subsequent event procedures. So really just considering any items that could come to light that may have an impact on those 2024 deliverables. We do consider sort of current events, current transactions to make sure that do they have any impact on those 2024 results or deliverables? So I will say nothing has come to light that would to this point, but we continue to kind of consider those things. And we do expect to issue, as I said, what we call unmodified opinions, so really clean audit opinions, as we have in the prior years on each of those deliverables. And I also maybe just say for everyone that, you know, throughout our procedures, we do various inquiries, various meetings with staff of the finance team, but also in many departments throughout the organization. We've really gotten full cooperation throughout the auditor process again this year. Also, as part of all of those meetings and inquiries and audit procedures, we do specific inquiries around fraud to bring to light if anything, anyone is aware of any instances of fraud. Again, this year, nothing has come to light as part of any of those. So really nothing to communicate back to the committee members at this time, I would say. Well, maybe we have a couple pages around what we call sort of our areas of emphasis, really kind of a summary of the audit procedures, the most material audit procedures that we're doing. I'll give Rob maybe a couple minutes to just take everyone through that. And then I'll maybe take it back to close us out.
Sounds good. I'm not going to hit all of these in detail. What I'll highlight is the success in all these areas of emphasis would not have been able to occur without Chuck and Musa and their team's diligent responses. So I think I do want to highlight HCC continues to be one of the most highly responsive clients I've ever had in my career when it comes to our requests, but also being willing to discuss those requests timely. And that allows us to be efficient in executing the audit procedures. And so we appreciate, especially Chuck in your first year end as controller, you know, the continued effort there. Couple areas that I'll highlight. So cash and investments, we perform a standard set of confirmation procedures, similar with accounts or your mortgage receivables. To date, we haven't found any discrepancies that would result in any material adjustments, and we don't expect any based on the time from now until tomorrow. I will highlight for the due to New York City and the payable to mortgager balances, recognizing those increased significantly this year. That does not necessarily mean an increase in audit work, because overall, the risk profile related to that has not changed, and our procedures are responsive to an increased balance. When the profile doesn't change, it can kind of stay consistent. So we did perform a standard amount of testing over that, identifying no differences. And then I'll highlight on page 4 here, just with the uniform guidance, that testing is still underway. It is significantly complete, but will not be issued tomorrow. That does not have to be filed with PAAA and as of tomorrow, but at this point, we have not found any discrepancies or anything that is required to be reported to those charged with governance. So I'll pause on the areas of emphasis. I recognize I didn't go over everything in detail, but didn't need to since everything was a very good year end for you guys as well, and the testing resulted in no differences for us. Danielle's going to take this
one. Excellent. Thank you, Rob. And then maybe I'll just briefly touch on the last section of our document, which is called a required communication. So really something under our auditing standards that we're required to include in the materials. But I think for those that have read through the comments, our verbal comments have really already covered everything. So didn't intend to go through that in detail. I think really, as we've said, no findings really to communicate. We got great cooperation from the team and really worked through the audit process as we had planned. So, you know, the plan that we had laid out at September, like I said, when we presented, we've now executed. And so really bringing things to conclusion right now, it's sort of very, very close to conclusion at this point, I would say. So welcome any questions or comments or feedback. But I think with that, maybe we'll close and turn things back.
Thank you.
Harry, before we continue, can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Paul had told me there was a problem with my mic. Denise, I want to go back to your question with the increase in operating expenses. Chuck is right. Every year it has increased about the same amount each year, but it is mostly attributable to the bond interest expense and the increase in the rates. So I just wanted you to have a little clarity on that. Okay.
Thank you.
Kathy, thank you for jumping in on that, because I actually wondered if you were going to do that piece of clarification. So that's great.
Okay, the next item is approval of the corporation's 2024 financial statements. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, we move on to item number 8. Approval of the corporation's annual investment report for fiscal year 2024. Ellen?
Yep. Thank you. The New York City Housing Development Corporation is submitting its annual investment report for the corporation and its subsidiaries pursuant to Section 2925 of the Public Authorities Law of New York State. The report presents a corporation's investment record for fiscal year 2024. Required by statute, the report includes the investment record of the corporation, the investment guidelines as approved by the audit committee members on January 18th, 2024, and ratified by the board members on March 27th, 2024, and also the results of the annual independent audit. This report also includes descriptive charts on HEC's investments and investment environment and a counterparty credit risk exposure summary. As Jeff mentioned, realized earnings on investments totaled $161 million in fiscal year 2024. This is an increase of about $52 million from fiscal year 2023. This is due mainly to a steady reinvestment rate and a greater amount of investment proceeds. The current yield curve environment and changing market conditions are factors to consider in the corporation's ongoing investment strategy. Because of the corporation's commitments, the majority of investments must be held for the short term, which provides sufficient liquidity for the corporation. In response to the current interest rate environment, the corporation continued to invest primarily in collateral demand deposits, certificates of deposit, guaranteed investment contracts, and direct purchases of U.S. Treasury and agency obligations in order to optimize yield. As required by GASB 31, the corporation has recorded a fair value adjustment in its investment portfolio. The corporation reported a net appreciation of $147.7 million for fiscal year 2024. As part of the corporation's investment policies, it looks to invest its bond and corporate-related reserves in securities with the intent to hold the investment to maturity. As a result, any unrealized appreciation or depreciation is only reported as an accounting gain or loss at this time. HTC's funds under management increased approximately 33% from fiscal year end 2023 to fiscal year end 2024, from $4.1 billion to $5.5 billion. The corporation had an 18.03% increase in net position over the last year due to an improved fair value adjustment in its investment portfolio, as I described above. Consolidated investment income was about $161 million for fiscal year 2024. Of this amount, $104 million, or 64.6% of the consolidated investment income, was attributable to bond programs and therefore was not available to the corporation. An additional $4 million was earned by and retained within REMIC and HAC. The remaining $52.9 million of earnings is pledged to ongoing affordable housing programs of the corporation. HEC did not incur or pay any fees, commissions, or charges for investment services. Treasury operations are conducted by the corporation's cash management division, which utilizes electronic and telephone bidding processes to competitively purchase securities that meet the corporation's investment guidelines and funding needs. Oversight is provided internally by an investment committee and by various reviews by HEC's credit risk and internal audit units. There are also investment and credit risk reports presented at each meeting of the corporation's audit committee and an annual examination by our external auditors, Ernst & Young. The corporation investment guidelines were last approved by the audit committee members on January of 24 and ratified by the board in March of 24. The investment guidelines were updated at this time to reflect HEC's staff title changes in section 2 of the guidelines. A black line version of these guidelines with the changes is included in your package as attachment 1A. Upon approval by the audit committee and ratification by the board, this report will be submitted to the mayor and both the city and state controllers as required by the public authorities law. I'll be glad to answer any questions about this annual investment report or the investment guidelines.
Mine is one of just curiosity. How do we come across the Bank of the Ozarks?
Oh, you know, they're located in New York. They offer competitive rates, and we have money market deposits, more like a now checking account. And they fully collateralize it with the Federal Home Loan Bank ULOC letter of credit. We require all these banks, the smaller banks, to collateralize it. And they provide good rates. And therefore, we invest in many small banks. We find that it gives us the liquidity we need. And, you know, we have limits for how much we invest in every bank. And so the more banks we have, the more diversity we have.
Okay.
They're also. Seem like they did a real rebrand.
Yeah.
Bank OZK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they seem to really have aggressively entered these markets.
They have. Yeah. They have. They really pursued opening of account with them.
So you service HPD year 15 reserves?
We do.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Question?
Yeah, if there are no other questions, corporation requests that the members approve the 2024 annual investment report and approve the investment guidelines with the changes indicated in section 2 at this time.
Just one question. I saw a small NYCHA number. Is that
in the annual investment or the weekly and or the biweekly
investment? Oh, maybe report, it was that.
Which I can, yeah, we can talk about too.
Yeah, I just hadn't seen that.
This annual report is something we're required to do every year, and then I do my regular reports. So, yeah. But I'll look it up. So.
Just on an investment piece.
Yeah, on the investment piece, let me see where.
It was a small number, but I wondered if that was part of that. You know, just you getting more involved in the past projects. And that would.
Got it. It will be.
Yeah, with the proceeds. We're talking about this with the impact bonds. The $1.2 million. Is that what? Yes. Yeah, so we invest, we issue bonds we call it the impact resolution to finance the loans that we make for the PAC program to rehabilitate. These are conversions from the Section 9 public housing subsidies to Section 8, yeah. Section 21. So, yes, we've done since 2020, we've done 6 different deals. We did 2. Actually 4 different projects this year in this resolution.
So. And I'm guessing the thing that's a little bit dissonant for you is that we do a lot of work with NYCHA and a lot of the issuances are pretty large and the deals are pretty large, but the investment piece is still pretty relatively small on that.
Right, because it's a brand new indenture, so we're starting it up and these are straight to perm loans. So it's basically the It goes into escrow and then they draw down as they
incur
the expenses, but we invest that. We manage all the reinvestments of proceeds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then we can continue with the investment report.
Okay.
What did you need an approval?
Oh, do we need a?
I think you need a vote.
We need an approval.
Oh, okay.
For the annual investment report.
Doesn't say that here.
I think you have to ask for the motion.
Okay.
Number eight.
So motion report, we approve the debt report?
No, the annual investment.
Oh, the annual investment, okay. All right, now we've moved up one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the annual investment report for the corporation?
I move.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. Now we can flip to the.
Debt report, okay. Start with the debt report, okay, thank you. The corporation's debt report is as of December 31st, 2024. The last report presented to the audit committee was as of October 31st, 2024. During this time, the corporation issued 4 series of open resolution bonds totaling $429 million. The corporation also issued 2 series of standalone bonds in the amount of $550 million. These were Liberty bonds that we refinanced. Corporation redeemed $597 million of bonds in 2 standalone bond resolutions and $25 million of back-to-back debt obligations. The corporation's debt outstanding as of December 31st is approximately $17.3 billion. The corporation's set for debt capacity is $19 billion.
Thank you.
And going for that extra billion.
Yeah, Joe.
Much for change.
Well, you know, a bunch of years ago, it would have been enough margin in there, but I think between issuing for HPD and for NYCHA, that you would think 1.7 would be enough, but it may not be given time changes.
Yeah, and you know, there's new financings tend to have our direction first.
Some of them are large, and we think this is going to be a pretty big year too.
Okay, credit risk report, Ellen.
The investment.
Oh,
I have another. This is the bi-weekly regular debt investment report. So the corporation investment report is as of January 6th, 2025, and our funds under management total approximately $6.97 billion, and this reflects routine investment activity.
Okay. Credit risk report, Mary.
Thank you. The report before you is dated December 31st, 2024, and the previous report dated October 31st. There were no new approved counterparties, and there were no rating agency actions of note. HGC counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures being with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo exposure is primarily in the form of construction letters of credit covering 20 projects and 6 interest rate hedges. Investments rated AA or higher were 45% of total investments versus 44% at the last report, while investments rated BBB and lower or not rated were 39% of total investments versus 41% at the last report. And I'll remind the members that all investments that are rated BBB and lower or not rated are fully collateralized by Federal Home Loan Bank new locks and or US Treasury or agency securities. The weighted average maturity of the investment portfolio was unchanged at approximately 1.8 years. HGC exposure to liquidity providers was approximately $788 million, and interest rate hedges outstanding totaled approximately $1.6 billion. Are there any questions?
No questions. And the internal audit report, Mary.
Thank you. Before I get to internal audit reports, I wanted to update you on developments in the internal audit department. We are currently understaffed, as one of our auditors left us in December. We are beginning the hiring process now for a junior internal auditor, and we hope to onboard an intern for the spring. As you know, we're typically a small team of 3 auditors, so we being down 1 auditor will impact usual production. On the audit reports, since the last report to the audit committee, We completed the annual employee certification of the Code of Ethics. As of last week, 98% of employees responded back and certified that they have read and understand the HTC Code of Ethics. With respect to the two internal audit projects that were completed, we completed the employee expenses and president's office expenses. Both audits, our objectives were to evaluate the effectiveness of internal controls, evaluate the accuracy of the recording of expenses, and test and evaluate compliance with the corporation's policies and procedures relating to employee and other related expenses. For both audits, we noted no matters involving internal controls and its operation that we considered material weaknesses. We found the corporation's guidelines were effective and that the employee and president's office expenses were generally processed with supporting documentation, correctly recorded, and complied with the policies in the employee. I will remind the members that these two audits are required to be performed each year pursuant to 2003 MOU between HTC and the city's Department of Education. Are there any questions?
Do any staff have credit cards, or you just get reimbursed for expenses?
We have a corporate credit card, and I believe we only have one holder of that card. The executive assistants are authorized to use it to primarily right now for travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for travel expenses.
But no one has a card to go with.
And that's just to ensure their employees are not out of pocket for too long on large expenses.
Yeah, thank you. The next item is approval of the annual HTC Audit Committee report.
Thank you. I'm pleased to request the members' approval of the 2024 Audit Committee report pursuant to the New York City Comptroller's Directive Number 22. The Audit Committee is required to publish an annual report detailing its activities and decisions for the prior calendar year. This report is a compilation of the minutes from the Audit Committee meetings that occurred during 2024. Upon approval by the members, a copy of the report will be submitted to the Secretary for the Audit Committee of New York City. If there are no questions, the members are requested to approve the 2024 Audit Committee report.
I have a motion.
A move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Being none, the motion carries. And our last item, is there any other business? There being none, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries. And again, sorry about the champagne caviar.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming downtown.